Y'all, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and grace and love of God be toward you this morning. I want to go back to John's Gospel, our meditation, chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Then backing up to verse 23, Jesus said, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Now notice he talks about true worshiper. And notice he talks about worship. It consists of worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. Now you find out in John 16:13 that spirit and truth is worshiping God in the spirit. But at the end of verse 23, the scripture says, or Jesus spoke, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And then it goes on to say, God is a spirit. So we must worship God in the spirit because God is a spirit. If you don't learn how to worship God properly, there'll be time in your life you will wander away from his direction. Worship keep the intimacy we need to stay on the right path no matter what happens. Worship keep us close to God, giving him honor and glory. In our worship, not only do we acknowledge God and his greatness, but we must continuously give him thanks for what he's doing in our life. You were born to glorify God, and the most significant way to do that is to worship him. Worship is speaking all the reason God is worthy of being exalted. Let me give you a few of them. Praise God as your creator and heavenly father who loves you unconditionally and forever. Praise Jesus that he laid down his life for you so that you can live in complete forgiveness and have a glorious, safe refuge eternally with him in heaven. Praise him that he saved, redeemed, healed, provide, protects, and delivers you. Worship him because he has given you his Holy Spirit to live in you and work through you. Meditate these things. Go over and over again. Set them, synchronize them in your heart, in your mouth, and in your mind. And you will see great and mighty things come to pass.